From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they've charged three suspects with terrorist activity. The country's National Security Council met to review the mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant, hour by hour. He also urged everyone to continue to live normally and in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32 people. The European Union has published details of the decision extending sanctions against Russia for its 2014 takeover of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, saying it continues to oppose the illegal annexation and does not recognize it. The extended penalties include asset freezes and visa bans against nearly 150 Russians and 37 entities that an EU statement described as responsible for action against Ukraine's territorial integrity. Iraqi special forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from the Islamic State control. Officials are saying jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians who are also leaving the area. French news agency reported that at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in just a few hours. An Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. Court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants, two other defendants to life in prison. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and should end immediately. Mr. Ban met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
I remain deeply distressed at the high number of deaths in the Mediterranean. We must work together to protect people and address the root causes of displacement. I continue to call for greater sharing of this responsibility across Europe and indeed across the world.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with what he called a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are in camps in Greece, hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. International Olympic Committee has closed the door on the Russian doping case, confirming the decision to ban Russia's track and field team from the Rio de Janeiro Games in August. The original decision banning Russian athletes came from the International Governing Body for Track and Field Competition, the IAAF. That action said Russia has not done enough to restore international confidence in its athletes in the wake of a national doping scandal. The Vietnamese community in Southern California is hosting the Dalai Lama as the exiled Tibetan spiritual leader is there to dedicate a Buddhist temple in an immigrant neighborhood known as Little Saigon. We get the story now from VOA's Michael Sullivan.
Religious teaching and the grand opening of the Diu Nu Temple drew thousands of Vietnamese immigrants, Buddhists, and others who support the Dalai Lama. Many came to hear the Dalai Lama's teaching on compassion.
Well, I've loved, you know, Dalai Lama. I think that he's such a wise man, and he represents such great, you know, knowledge and everything that I've always wanted.
This temple was started in a house in 2008 by Vietnamese who had left their native land to seek religious freedom in the United States. Vietnamese Americans say the Dalai Lama brought a moving religious message and drew attention to an important Buddhist community and its imposing new temple. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Westminster, California.
President Obama stressed his administration's effort to improve the environment during a visit to Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves. Yosemite, more than 3,000 square kilometers in size, mostly wilderness, attracting Americans and foreign visitors alike.
That's the latest world news from VOA.